based in Slovakia, which is in Central Europe, south of Poland, and we've been connected with the River of Life community for the 20 years they've been in existence. In fact, I was just saying to Rupert this morning, Rupert and I were on the team that went in summer 1995 to Slovakia for the first time, just before they formed the River of Life community. So we really have been watching and sharing and being blessed by their River of Life that God's brought through them over those 20 years. And if they're new to you, they won't be new for long. But we wanted to bring them over to work. We've been doing some exciting stuff this weekend. This has been the Ignite weekend. Those of us who are on Ignite had a special weekend called In His Presence. We had a weekend of worship and waiting on God and listening to God and praying and prophesying, all kinds of things, fairly spontaneous. But also, we've been working with our Catholic brothers and sisters, and particularly Paolo over there, Paolo and Lucia Di Sotto, who will be no strangers to any of you because they were coming here for a while, and now they're attached to St. Patrick's Church. And so last night, we went, River of Life went to St. Patrick's Church, which is the Roman Catholic Church down in the Cowgate, and they had an open church night called Light a Candle, Say a Prayer, and it was awesome. And they were singing songs that we would all be familiar with. In fact, I joined in with Paolo. But he was singing on his own. I came up and said, "Do you mind if I join in?" And this was during an adoration time. And what was exciting was during the evening, about 50 people came in from the street and lit a candle and prayed just for a moment or two. People who maybe would never have been in church, but there was something about as well the sensitivity of the Paris situation and what was going on there. And it was so beautiful seeing some of the Sisters of Mercy. Who are, they're dressed like, you'd recognize them because they're dressed like the Mother Teresa of Calcutta. They have that kind of habit. And they were bringing people in and helping them to light their candles and showing them where they could sit. It was just beautiful. So it's been an exciting weekend with them, and it will continue. I'll tell you about that in a little while. I won't do the trailer just yet. But I'm going to invite some members of the community to come. Join me on the sofa. I think they already know who they are. But Kubo is coming. Jakub, Kubo. Stevo. Rastjo, Zamki, Veronica. Have to have a fair lady among them. Was it someone else? Who else was there? Did I forget someone? No, that's it. I think that will. Please, Veronica, have the comfy seat. All right, you go sit there. Then. Here we go. Now, when we did this yesterday at Ignite, it worked beautifully. So we have to pray it does it again. But what we need you to do is to be relaxed and in the living room. Now, I know you're sitting in rows there, and you don't usually sit in rows in a living room, but we want to undo the kind of churchification kind of feel and the cinema style. So we would like you to feel, and if things get a bit conversational and a bit sort of like we have to work with translation, just relax, all right? Because no, this is not rehearsed, is it? Okay, so I'm going to ask Kuba maybe first. Can I pass that over? This is Jakub. Kubo, just tell us first of all about yourself, about your life, and then tell us a little bit about the start of the community and how it began. Oh, it's not a...
Should be. About my life, okay, that will be long, getting old. I was here for the first time 20 years ago on my first outreach, like mission outreach from the community in 1996. So I remember some of you, maybe. I grew up in a traditional Catholic family. I didn't have choice to choose the church. And I went to church because my parents want me to go, and they said it's the right thing to do. And yeah, I tried to do the right thing in my life. And I remember time when I first met Colin in Slovakia. It was in 1994 or 5. And we went there from our prayer group in the parish together to spend time in a small house, wooden house, chalet. And we prayed for 3 days. It was a very blessed weekend, and First time I heard about the Holy Spirit and I saw him moving and I met through Colin and other people who actually live with Holy Spirit and they, you know, they just talk to God and listen to God and doing God's will and going to places where God wants to send them. We were so surprised and inspired that going back home we just felt like this is what we want to do as a prayer group, as a Christians, as those who want to follow God full-heartedly. And we just went home and like, I don't want to go back to university, you know, I just want to live for God and do his stuff and listen to him all the time. And it was really, really special. And as I looking back, it was the beginning of me joining the community and actually creating a community together with people with the same desire.
Tell us a little bit about the community and how it came about, how it started.
Yeah, and as I said, like, I'm from the city next to Podolinec, the place where probably Paolo will show us some pictures, which is actually a small village with 3,000 people. But there was a group who was already doing something similar, prayer group. And we joined together two groups. It was about 15 or 17 people, and with the same burning heart, the same desire to do God's will and sharing his, like, who he is, and praying together. And we felt like we should need some more, like, decision to be together and do it together. So this is how the community formed. And there were the prophetic words also about God's river flowing through that place. So we put the name River of Life. And Great. It's been 20 years now since Great. We tried to flow in it.
Great. Thank you, Kubo. If I can ask Brother Rastu, you've been part of the community for a long while as well. Can you tell us a little bit about the setting of the community, about the place where you are, about Podolinec, about the monastery, because it has an amazing story in itself.
Yeah, the monastery itself, it's in the Baroque style, so you can count how many years. Baroque period, about 300 years, over 300 years, the church stands. Well, I'm a part of a religious order called Redemptorists. You probably have heard of Franciscans, Dominicans, Benedictines, you know, in the Catholic Church, these religious groups who have special charism for something, to build a church in a certain area. Well, we were founded in the 18th century, in 1732, in Naples, in Italy, by a man who was a lawyer, who did a civil as well as religious law. And then he converted and became a priest and founded a religious order whose mission it was and it is to reach those that normal pastoral structure cannot reach. So those most abandoned, they're on the peripheries. So we are trying to look for those people who are lost somewhere else, in special pastoral situation of need, of urgency. Well, actually, that was the same time when John Wesley did his mission. And Alphonsus, Saint Alphonsus, we call him Saint Alphonsus because he was declared a saint in the Catholic Church, did the same thing. There were miracles happening when he was preaching, people fell down, and, you know, just like John Wesley in the Protestant tradition. At the same time, those two men didn't know of each other. Yeah. One was serving here, the other in Naples. And actually he was preaching in the streets, in the workplaces, not in churches, which was quite, it was a novelty to go out of the church. And he was actually accused of many priests of desacralizing the mission because he was there where the workers were, and you know, he went there and people were healed, and he worked with lay people a lot. He actually, his desire was to train lay people, not just with clergy, to do the mission, to preach and to teach. And so he wrote books for them, you know, to be able to teach the basic truths of the Bible, of our faith. So that was a kind of short story about how we came to into existence. We actually got this monastery in Podolians in 1921. That was not our monastery. It was another religious order who had it, but then they left to Hungary because it was Hungarian monastery, and it was an old building. We bought it for a penny. It was very cheap. But building huge, it was all deteriorated, so we rebuilt it, and we were there in that building from 1921 to 1950 when the communism regime closed down in April of on the 13th of April 1950, the communism regime closed all the monasteries all across Slovakia, and all the religious, Franciscan, Dominicans, Redemptorists, anyone was taken at midnight into big huge lorries, you know, these trucks, and they were like cattle. They were like 100 in one lorry. They would be concentrated into concentration camps. There were like six or seven monasteries, like concentration camps for all those religious, where they were 1 year, 2 years. Some died there because they were sick, and you know, you can imagine to be cramped in a monastery. And in Podolinec is one of those places. It was a concentration camp, concentration monastery, if you will. There were over 100 religious monks of different religious orders. And those men there were praying. They were not sure whether the system will last, it will finish, it will fall down. They didn't know. But they were praying that their suffering will not be in vain, that life will come out of that darkness, that life will come out of that sacrifice. So they were praying a lot, and today we feel like what is happening in that middle of nowhere in Podolinec. So really, it's a small village. A quarter of it is gypsy population, you know, who are doing a havoc in our town. I mean, the place is exceptional for nothing, but it's still a place of renewal and revival. And we are thinking, like, how come? Why? It came for free. We didn't pay for it. I mean, it's just the river flows, and so we feel a part of this story.
Yeah,
we are there in that setting, in that, and receiving that grace for free. And
Rastu, you're a priest of the Redemptorist Order.
Priest,
You're not in Podolinec now. Tell us about where you are and about the other community.
I live in our capital. Do you know what is the capital of Slovakia? Brussels. Yeah, is it? No, it's Bratislava. It's a nice town, very historic. Kings and queens were crowned there in Bratislava, like Maria Theresia. Have you heard such a name?
Yeah.
She was crowned in Bratislava. Well, it's a comparatively small town when we compare to European standards, but it's still a capital. And a part of the community, part of the fellowship lives there. In the capital, and the fellowship is called Calvary. We feel like we are a daughter fellowship in a way, but sister fellowship as well of River of Life, because some people live and work in both fellowships, River of Life and Calvary. And actually, founding fathers and mothers of the Calvary Fellowship in Bratislava came from Podolinec. They were doing their university studies in the capital. They wanted to be together, to pray together. So this is how it came into existence. And they left back to the east, but the fellowship already grew and took into itself Bratislava people. And the spirituality or vision or mission is very similar, if not the same. Yeah. So so we have a western and an eastern wing.
Yeah, great.
You know, to control Slovakia.
Thank you, Rastu.
Okay,
I'm going to ask Števo now a question. Števo, one of the big things about River of Life, and we'll experience it hopefully in a little while, and some of us have been experiencing this weekend, is the heart that you have for worship and to give God really great worship. Tell us a little bit about that in the life of River of Life and why it's important to you.
Budem hovoriť slovensky, aby všetci ste verili, že sme zo Slovenska.
Okay, he's going to speak Slovak because he thinks everyone here will know Slovak, but they don't. So I might have to help you. And pray for me, because this is where the Holy Spirit has to help me, all right?
Keď ste sa dnes ráno začali modliť tu?
When we started praying here this morning.
Tak som len plakal.
I just cried.
Je to krásne miesto. Krásne miesto.
It's a beautiful krásne, it's a beautiful city.
Mm-hmm. Toto miesto.
This place here, it means the King's Hall is a beautiful place.
Toto pre mňa znamená zvelebenie. Keď môžem prísť.
And that for me is really the heart of worship, when I can come.
Keď nie je ťažké vstúpiť, zapojiť sa.
When it's not difficult to connect, to come into the presence of God.
Keď som videl tancovať aj chlapov vzadu.
When I saw the folks dancing at the front.
Keď som videl ženu, ktorá hovorila proroctvo a to slovo bolo.
When I saw Pippa giving a prophecy
there. To slovo bolo tak silné, že.
And that word was so strong that she was just being affected.
To je pre mňa zvelebenie.
That's praise for me. That's worship to me.
Keď sa spája v jednom spevníku sme to mali tak napísané, že niekto múdry raz povedal, že
we've got a song that we've written and there's one part that says
vtáky v nebi spievajú.
This is how they sing in heaven.
Ľudia a zvieratá na zemi rozprávajú a kričia.
People on earth talking and shouting.
A ryby v mori sú ticho.
But the fish,
ryby, áno, sú ticho.
The fish are silent. The fish are quiet. The people are talking, but the fish are silent on earth.
A že plná liturgia,
and the full worship, the full liturgy,
obsahuje všetko.
Contains everything, includes everything.
Spev,
singing,
krik,
shouting,
ticho,
and silence.
A to som dnes ráno tu zažil.
And that's what I experienced this morning. Can I ask you another question, Stovall? You folks are from a Catholic tradition. Mm-hmm. How does this worship, because this we're all used to this worship and we think it's Protestant worship. How come you guys in the Catholic tradition, the Catholic Church, you know, tell us about that. What does that mean for you?
Uvedomujem si aj dnes, že vo zvelebení je veľa priestoru položiť, priniesť emócie.
I realize that in worship there's a lot of space for us to bring our emotions.
Uvedomil som si aj teraz ráno, že aké bolo pre mňa vzácne môcť plakať, môcť proste prísť možno so strachom z toho, čo sa deje vo svete.
So to me it really touched me that we were able to come and we were able to be touched by the pain that's in the world at the moment, the things we see going on.
To miesto modlitby, ktoré vytvárame, je bezpečné.
And that here we are able to create a safe space for prayer to go on.
Že to môžem robiť.
And that I can do that with you together.
Takže to zvelebenie pre nás.
So for us, praise and worship.
Je taký dar.
It's a gift for us.
Lebo pri liturgii ja nevnímam, že by na to bolo často nejako miesto.
Because through the liturgy
nie je čas, nie je akoby miesto na to vyhradené.
Yeah, because just in the liturgy itself, if we're confined to the liturgy, there doesn't seem to be as much space to express.
Takže pre mňa to najzácnejšie v spoločenstve, čo máme, je, že sa môžeme stretávať spolu na takejto modlitbe.
So for me it's really important that as a community we're able to meet and have this expression of praise and worship as well. Thanks, Stella, that's great. Thank you. One of the things that is really important for you guys is mission as well. And tell us a little bit about you talk about, I know you talked yesterday about two pillars of your community, worship and mission. Tell us a bit about mission and how it works.
disconnected, so close that we can not disconnect, separate. But this answer is for Slovak speaking, so I will see.
Oh, is it?
I will see.
You're doing really well in English.
If I stay here and sing, shout, and dance before God and shout how great you are, how beautiful you are, how amazing you are, how can I be silent outside? It's the same God, same beauty, same amazing. So if my worship is true, which means for me just be amazed by God, so and then I just somehow expose this to outside. It's for me this same it's mission, because I'm still amazed by God and I try just somehow expose to the other people. So
you travel a lot as a community in Slovakia and outside Slovakia. How do you do that? Because you have jobs and you work and you have families, and how do you do that?
Okay, now it's Slovak. Niektorí z nás sú zamestnaní na plný úväzok pre buď v kláštore alebo pre spoločenstvo. Mm-hmm.
Some of us are employed full time by the monastery.
Ale sú to vlastne len štyria ľudia.
But four, that's four of us who are employed full time.
Takže pre nás nie je až taký problém.
So it's not such a problem for those of us who are employed.
Kvôli práci.
Si tak zamestnaný. Mm-hmm. And Peter is one of those, Zamky is one of those who's employed by the order.
Ale to nie je problém kvôli práci, horšie je už s rodinou doma.
It's not so much a difficulty with work for me, but family at home. That's a challenge.
Ale všetci nejak vieme spolu aj v rodinách, že toto je naša cesta, ktorou chceme ísť.
But everyone knows and our families know that's the way that God has called us, that we have to go.
A akoby každý je pripravený priniesť trochu tú obetu.
So everyone is willing to make that sacrifice to move forward in that way.
Možno pre ľudí, ktorí pracujú tak bežne v normálnej práci.
Yeah. And so for those who work in normal work.
Je to to, že týždeň dovolenky nebudú pri mori, ale idú na misie.
For them it means that their holidays is not time to go off to the seaside, but it's actually a time for mission. Great. Okay. Amazing. Veronica, the lovely Veronica here. Veronica, I just wanted to ask you about you're the young rose among the thorns. But you're obviously a younger person here, and these guys have been together for quite a long time. But tell us about the young people in River of Life, because there's another generation coming up, isn't there?
I'm just po slovensky.
Yeah, go on. As long as you speak loud. You be quiet, Mr. Palil. He has 20 words of English and he makes it do everything. So, Veronica.
V rieke teda tých mladších ľudí je asi takých 10.
So there's about 10 young people in River of Life community.
Tak aktivnejšie sme s riekou pár rokov, nejaký rok, dva, niektorý rok, niektorý trošku dlhšie.
So I've just been with actually a member of the River of Life community for about half a year, a couple of years. Yeah, a couple of years. And what do you do together as young people in the community?
Chodíme teda aj na misie s riekou.
So we go together with them on the mission with River of Life.
Na prvé nedele a...
And we meet for first Sunday with them.
Ale takou Najviac asi sa venujeme zase mladším ľuďom, že robíme pre nich v lete tábory.
So we also work, we give ourselves to working with young people, and in the summer we organize camps for them. Mm-hmm. Great. Anything else? It's all right, I'm not going to labor you. Thank you, Veronica, that's great. I maybe would ask Father Astor again. Can you just tell us, Veronica's just mentioned First Sunday, which is something that's quite important, and we've just had First Sunday, actually, last weekend. So just tell us about First Sunday and what it is.
First Sunday is one Sunday in a month where we, it's a regular thing, we meet together as community in Podolinec for about 2-3 hours just to be together, pray together, discern together what the Lord wants us to say or to do or how He wants us to pray when we then are at the public meeting. So we meet at about 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and then there is Holy Mass at 6:30, at which we participate singing. And after the Mass, there is a worship time, about an hour and a half. The first half is classical worship, as you do here, what we've seen this morning. And then the second half of that time is adoration, Eucharistic adoration. In the Catholic Church, we believe that in that host, the real Jesus is really present. So we have a worship that continues, but in a very silent way, a kind of very gentle way, and we try to listen to the Lord and receive the words of knowledge for those people who are there, who came, healing or encouragement or whatever. And then the people will receive the blessing with the Blessed Sacrament, and one, two, or three songs of jubilation at the end. There are just to before we go home. We go home about 9:30 in the evening. So. At 4 we start and we go home at about 9:30, some people 10 o'clock, because, you know, all the loudspeakers and everything you have to dismantle. So some people go home before midnight, actually. Technicians, they are like lucky men.
And when you say go home, I mean, you're traveling 300 miles.
Because not everybody's living in Podolinec, you know, the people can come in cars or buses or trains. Some people even travel from the west, so it takes 4 or 5 hours for some people just to come for an hour and a half and go back home. So at 3 o'clock they are back in Bratislava, and at 6 they are going to work. It's because it's Monday. So, but it's only once a month, so it's bearable. We can manage it somehow. So this is.
And there's going to be an opportunity later today to experience something of River of Life and what they're going to be like. Actually, in a Catholic setting, because this afternoon they're going to be at St. Patrick's Church in the Cowgate, which is easy to find. Some of you already know where it is, but it's just off the high street. You go under the archway by the Museum of Childhood, and it's just down the alleyway there. And at 4:30 there's Mass, but they're going to follow it with some River of Life worship time and healing prayer, and all kinds of things are going to be happening by the sounds of it. And if any of you are free, in fact, I'd like to encourage as many of us as possible to get along to experience that, because those of us who've been to Slovakia and have experienced it First Sunday there have always come back blessed, but not all of us can get to Podolinec and get to Slovakia. So in order to just get the feel of what they get up to in a Catholic setting, it's an ideal opportunity. It's only sort of 3/4 of a mile down the road, and you can experience that for yourselves. That's at 4:30 this afternoon. I just want to ask one last question, and then we're going to get River of Life to lead us in some worship, which is something that, as I say, is part of their calling, as it is part of ours, really, part of our life. And we want to give space for that to happen. But I want to ask Kuba one last question, and that's about, you've been together now for 20 years as a community. Sorry, not Veronica, she's, you know, the old guys.
She's 20.
You've been together now for 20 years. What keeps you together? How have you managed? Because so many communities sort of split up and go off. What holds you together, do you think?
That's one of the miracles for me, what God can do, because some of the people in fellowship or in community, we are together more than 20 years, it's like more than 30 years, some of them. So we know each other since we were really young. I know Peter when he stopped smoking, he was 10. So it's quite a journey together, and a lot of stories and a lot of you know, experiences, you know, life behind us together. And it's a big miracle that we're still alive and together. And I think the most important things which are important for us. Right from the beginning, it was a big calling to mission, but it wasn't like you should be doing the mission, so it's not me going somewhere, but it's us together we do a mission, because not each of us has the same gifting. We need each other, we know that. So when we go for a mission, those who go and those who stay back home, or we like all together in it, and we want to stress this. They pray for us, we do this. Not everyone is singing, not everyone is dancing, not everyone knows how to speak. So we do it all together, and that commitment to do it together is very strong. So and I know I can't do it without them. And it's not just without somebody, but I can't do it without Rastio and Peter and Steve. And it's concrete people who I committed to. So I didn't commit myself to worship and mission, but also I'm committed to those people, to that place where I live. I believe that the fact that I was born in a very small city, in a small country, it has some purpose, so my commitment is also to those people. And that led us to building relationships. And I think the first 10 years were very important for us, because we were spending a lot of time together, not only for a mission, but also in a normal life, sharing life in a normal life together. Talking to each other, listening to each other. I remember, you cannot be a good friend with everyone in community, but we were encouraged to build also the relationships with those who are not naturally my friends in community. So in a sense, in 10 years, it's very strong sense of being together in this calling what we have. And we have really, I think, deep friendships which can last even when you are not together, which is a real gift for us now when we don't have so much time to build relationships, because everyone has own family, own worries, work, and missions. There's a lot of missions, like it's a huge task to cover it, and sometimes we just go out of gas. But I know I can rely on those friends behind me, and I know that if there is something terrible happening, there are people around me who can carry me, even if I can't go on.
Yeah, thank you. I just wanted to acknowledge, we've got the five of you here, but also just to acknowledge, if you could just stand up with Bohus, is here. A lot of us know Bohus, he's the leader of the community there. And there's Anna. Where's Anna? Anna there, and at the back, Senor, wave, and Palio there, wave, there. Yeah. So there's nine of them here from Slovakia, and we're gonna actually hand over to them just now. So there might be a short break while we shuffle things around, but we're gonna end this morning just with some worship led by our brothers and sisters from River of Life.